The following three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allows, and the Chachamim do not allow. Paraso yoitza beritzua sheben karneha. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim on Shabbos with a ribbon between its horns. Now the Gemara said the cow didn't actually belong to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it belonged to his neighbors, but since he saw his neighbor's cow go out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim with a ribbon and did not protest, obviously he is matir. Now the reason why he is matir, even though you're not allowed to have your animal do a malacha on Shabbos, and carrying an Rosh Hashanah Rabim is included in that, it's because a ribbon is decorative. It's considered a tachshit, similar to a piece of jewelry, which is mutter to carry out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So therefore, it is mutter, while the Chachamim asur. As the Chachamim holds, since a par does not normally go out with any sort of decoration, it's not considered a tachshit, it's considered carrying, and is asur. Umekardin as a behema b'yontif. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allows to comb an animal on yontif with a thin-toothed metal comb. Even though it's possible by virtue of combing the animal, you will cause a chabura, a wound, which is asur on yontif, still it's mutter, a davar she'eino miskavin mutter. Since he does not intend to cause a wound, even though it's possible a wound will be caused, it is mutter, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'shokin et apilpilin berechayin shalahem. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is also mutter to grind pepper on yontif with the special mill that is used for this purpose. And even though this is a malacha, it's mutter on yontif, since it's l'tzorech ochol nefesh, for preparing food, while the Chachamim asur. As they hold, this is an uvda d'chol, it's not yantadik to grind the pepper in the same way that you grind it during the week. Instead, it would have to be done with the shinoi differently than you normally grind it during the week. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein makardin es behema b'yantiv, b'pnei shehu osa chabura, avo makardin. Rabbi Yehuda said, you cannot comb your animal with a thin-toothed comb on yantiv, as this could cause a chabura, it might cause a wound, as Rabbi Yehuda holds a davar she'eino miskavin asur. Even though he does not intend to cause a wound, since it's possible a wound will be caused, it is asur. But he says, you could comb your animal with a thick-toothed wooden comb, as this does not cause a wound, so it's mutter on yantif. V'chachamim oimrim, ein makardin, ach lo makartifim. The Chachamim say, just like you cannot comb your animal with a thin-toothed comb, so too, you cannot comb your animal, even with a thick-toothed comb on yontif, even though a thick-toothed comb does not cause a wound, since the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that a davar she'eino miskavin is asur, they are gozer kirtzuf atu kirub, meaning to say that they are afraid that if we allow you to comb your animal with a thick-toothed comb, you might also end up combing your animal with a thin-toothed comb, which is asur on yontif, therefore they do not allow you to comb your animal at all on yontif. The following halachas mentioned throughout this parak are the halachas in which Beis Shammai takes a more lenient stance, while Beis Hillel takes a stricter stance, as opposed to most other machlokim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in which generally Beis Shammai is machmer and Beis Hillel is mekel. Beitza shenolda b'yotiv, an egg which is hatched on yotiv. Beis Shammai oimrim teachol. Beis Hillel oimrim lo teachol. Beis Shammai says the egg may be eaten on yontif, while Beis Hillel holds that the egg may not be eaten on yontif. You have to wait until after yontif to eat the egg. So too, Beis Hillel holds that the egg is muksa. You cannot move the egg at all on yontif. The reason for Beis Hillel is that the pasuk says v'haya b'yom hashishi v'hechinu et asher yaviv. The Torah tells us that you have to prepare for Shabbos from yom hashishi, from Friday. And a general Friday is a Yom Chol, a regular weekday. And Chazal learned out from this pasuk that Chol Mechin LeShabbos. You have to prepare for Shabbos from a Yom Chol, from a regular weekday. And so too, Chol Mechin LeYontif. You have to prepare for Yontif on a Yom Chol. Yontif also is called Shabbos. And we infer from there that Ein Shabbos Mechin LeYontif. Shabbos cannot be a day in which you prepare for Yontif. And so too, Ein Yontif Mechin LeShabbos. Yontif cannot be a day in which you prepare for Shabbos. And every egg that is hatched was fully formed and finished from the previous day. So therefore, on an occasion in which Yontif comes out on Sunday, the day after Shabbos, and an egg is hatched on Yontif, it was completed from the previous day, which is Shabbos. So it turned out that Shabbos is preparing for Yontif. This is asur. This is called an Isser Hachana. You're being making for Shabbos Yontif. Even though you're not the one doing that Hachana, it was prepared by itself, Bidei Shamayim, still the Isser Hachana would include a hachana bidei shemayim also. So therefore, an egg which is hatched on yontif, it is asur to eat that egg. You're over on the iser hachana in which something is being prepared from Shabbos to yontif. And even a yontif that comes out in the middle of the week is usher to eat according to Beis Hillel. This is a gzera. As the Chachamim were afraid, if we allow you to eat an egg that is hatched on Yontif, which comes out in the middle of the week, you might also end up eating an egg which is hatched on Yontif, which comes out on Sunday. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to eat an egg or move an egg that is hatched on Yontif, even if Yontif comes out in the middle of the week. Sor b'kezayis v'chameit b'kakusebes u'Beis Hillel imrim zev zev b'kezayis. Sourdough on Pesach is also the shear of a kezayis, an olive, and other chameit is also on Pesach the shear of a kakusebes, a date, which is larger than a kezayis. And Beis Hillel take the stricter stance. Beis Hillel says the issur for both Seor and Chametz on Pesach is the size of the Kezayis. Now, they're not arguing over here about the issur Achila of Chametz on Pesach, as Beis Shammai agrees that as far as the issur Achila of Chametz on Pesach, the share is the Kezayis for both Seor and Chametz. They're arguing over here about the Chiyav beer, the Chiyav to get rid of your Chametz before Pesach because of the issur of Baye Ra or Baye Mata. Chametz cannot be seen or found on Pesach in your property. As Beis Shammai holds, that regular chametz has a shear of a kakusebes as far as the chi of beer, while Beis Hillel argues, Beis Hillel says that for the chi of beer also, the shear for chametz is the same as or the shear of a kezayis.